I'm Mary Coyle, and I'm an assistant professor of nursing at Sheppard University, and I teach mental health nursing.
Okay. And one of the things you're organizing is this opioid conference that's coming up. Explain, first of all, why Sheppard is organizing this.
West Virginia has a very high rate of opiate overdoses related to heroin and beginning with prescribed opiates. And so our students were talking about the women who were giving birth to babies who needed to go through withdrawal from the opiates. And it's a real need in nursing for students and graduate nurses who are caring for people with medical surgical problems that are both acute and chronic, who have also a substance addiction. We need to recognize it and to be able to do a brief screening and make referrals. In teaching nurses how to care for the whole patient, this is part of our mission, to give them the tools to be able to recognize opiate dependence and begin interventions mm-hmm. for treatment.
Who do you anticipate will come to the conference?
It'll probably be registered nurses. Students will be attending. All the students in the program will be attending. Students in the DNP program will be attending. And then nurses working in the surrounding hospitals and healthcare agencies.
What benefit do you think professionals who've already gone through nursing school, maybe been out working for a while, will get from coming to the conference?
Probably skills, additional knowledge. One of the keynote speakers is Ann Bostick, who is a certified registered nurse anesthetist who nationally speaks on the problem of opiate addiction and diversion of medication. And so I think they will be exposed to some evidence-based practice. Her talk is Nurses in the Frontier.
Are they in the frontier? Are they on the front lines?
They are on the front lines. They're the ones who have the first contact with the patients and can assess the difficulties, the complexities, yeah. Another speaker before Anne is Councilman Kevin Knowles from the Second Ward, who will be speaking on his own experience with addiction, and that's what he'll be speaking on.
So his personal story.
Yeah, his personal story. And then there will be two speakers from Marshall University. Marshall University got a grant to work with, $1 million grant to work with screening, brief intervention, and referral to treatment expert for people who with addiction problems. So they're going to be coming and speaking about assessment and intervening with expert to the group, and then the new chief of police in Martinsburg, Maury Richards, will be speaking on the link between law enforcement and treatment.
Why does it benefit nurses to hear people like the chief and Kevin Knowles and people like that? How does that help nurses do their job?
Well, I think it begins the conversation. I don't think we've been talking about it openly for a while. And so this is just a beginning step to begin the conversation on the impact of opiate addiction in the area and what we can do about it in practice. So it expands and opens people's eyes to the many dimensions of addictions.